Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and it's now your chance to join us as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS is the phone number. Toll free, it's 1-888-550-KTRS. As I've said many times, I have to stop saying toll free because that phrase has no meaning whatsoever in the digital phone age. You just tell your phone what number to call. You should have it already programmed in there in your contacts list. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is full of questions and categories, all of them with various point values. And if you can get better than 8 points in your category, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations in Florissant.
Donuts.
And 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card for you. They have 3 locations. They have 1 in Florissant, 1 in O'Fallon at M and P, and in St. Peter's, right there at Highway 70 and 79. Plus, from Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes and a few movies to choose from there, and I'll let you know what they are if you choose that prize.
Now, if you get all the points available in your category, that's 15 points. We call it the clean sweep, and we add a bonus prize.
That's right, and we are getting more Candice's gift certificates, so we will have them by next week. So if you...
Dan is saying that because somebody came by and
yes,
were out at the front desk.
Yes, they were, so we're sorry about that. But you get Candice's Italian restaurant and bar at Holloway and Manchester Road right there in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
You know something they would not allow at Candice's? I just got to mention this. A couple days ago, I was in a restaurant, and there weren't very many people in the restaurant. I was just having dinner by myself. And about 3 tables away, there was another guy, and he was having dinner by himself, and he was, I think, probably playing a video game or something on his phone. But he didn't have earbuds. It wasn't plugged into the phone, and the volume on the phone was up to the loudest it could be. And I was, you know, I'm having my dinner, and my phone was out. I was looking on Twitter or Facebook or something, but it was so annoying because I could hear this guy's phone from 3 tables away. At one point, I turned to him and said, "Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you turn that down?" And he turns to me and goes, "What? I can't hear you. It's too loud." My point exactly, sir. Not allowed at Candice's. That wasn't at Candice's when it happened, but it will never happen to you there. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Everybody who gets here on the Harris Challenge gets a 5-second cheap plug opportunity. We call it the only way you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Go right ahead.
I'm just going to say you're too handsome to be eating dinner by yourself.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Where we keep the questions and categories spinning all week long until we push that button and they come falling out, led by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? You can have that. Or, because it's Valentine's weekend, you can have the love category. Or you can have multiple choice Grammys. This year's Grammy Award ceremony will be on Monday night. Which one would you like, Julie?
The love category.
All right. And we've got 60 seconds on the clock and 5 questions to get through. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was Lucy and Ricky's last name on I Love Lucy?
Ricardo.
Correct. In what state did the toxic-laced community of Love Canal make national news in the mid-1970s?
Yeah.
In 1982, Phil Collins had a hit with his cover of You Can't Hurry Love, but who had the original hit in 1966?
Yeah.
Which 1990s sitcom's theme was Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage?
God.
They go together like a horse and carriage.
I know. Oh, man.
5-pointer. Who played the lead role in the 2011 movie Crazy Stupid Love?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Back to the 2-pointer. In what state did the toxic-laced community of Love Canal make national news in the mid-70s?
Oh.
Take a guess.
New York?
It is New York. How about who did the original You Can't Hurry Love?
Pass.
It was the Supremes.
Oh.
Frank Sinatra singing Love and Marriage was the theme of Married with Children.
Okay.
And Crazy Stupid Love starred Steve Carell. Well, Julie, you only got 3 points, and that's below
bad.
Our punishment threshold, so I am going to have to punish you. This week's punishment music was inspired by a story I read about Burger King adding hot dogs to their menu, grilled hot dogs, which they said they worked for a year and a half to get right, including the grill marks, which to me tells me they're not grilling them in the restaurant. They're putting the grill marks on somewhere else and then microwaving them.
Like their flame-broiled hamburgers.
Which have the grill marks on
yes.
them.
Or drawing them on with Sharpie markers.
One of the two. Mm-hmm. But here's what inspired our punishment music. The guy who's in charge of this says he's confident that operations at the restaurants won't be slowed down because team members will watch a couple of training videos narrated by Snoop Dogg. See, hot dog, Snoop Dogg. And they also have training videos for this narrated by Charo, Dan's one-time teenage fantasy girl.
My goodness.
Charo.
Oh, my Lord.
And she's our punishment music for today.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Oh, Julie hung up.
It can only take a little bit.
Don't you worry about what's in your mind, oh my.
Okay. Don't you worry about what's on the bun. They're going to customize it for the hot dogs at Burger King. All right, Julie's gone. Let's meet our next contestant. That's you, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thanks.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just looking forward to the three-day weekend. Probably going to Hidden Valley. Take advantage of skiing.
You taking Monday off?
Yep, Monday off for President's Day.
Okay, very nice. Let's see what we have here for the categories. Have you been paying attention? That's still up there. Or you can have multiple choice Grammys. Or, because it is going to be President's Day, and today is Abe Lincoln's birthday, we have multiple choice Lincoln. Which one would you like?
I'll go multiple choice Lincoln.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Jeff, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state was he born in? Illinois, Kentucky, or Georgia?
Kentucky.
Correct. In which state did he serve in the state legislature? Illinois, Kentucky, or Georgia?
Illinois.
Correct. He was the first man elected president from which political party? Democrat, Republican, or Whig?
Republican.
Correct. Where did Lincoln give a speech that began 47 years ago? Was it in Pennsylvania, Virginia, or Maryland?
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Correct. Which of these was not signed into law by President Abraham Lincoln? The first U.S. income tax, the formation of the Department of Agriculture, or making George Washington's birthday a federal holiday?
George Washington's birthday
that holiday? That did not become a federal holiday until 1885, Jeff, and you've got yourself a clean sweep and a Candice's gift certificate. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get that, and I will go on to our next contestant, and that's you, Mike. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Paul?
Good.
AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'll plug Johnny Londoff, Chip, and Ron up at the dealership. We bought a new car Monday, so they were great.
Good. Glad to hear it. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Multiple choice Grammys, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
Multiple choice Grammys.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has the most Grammys for solo male artist? Paul Simon, Billy Joel, or Stevie Wonder?
Stevie Wonder.
Correct. Who has the most Grammys for solo female artist? Diana Ross, Alison Krauss, or Mariah Carey?
Diana Ross.
Alison Krauss. Who holds the record for most Grammys by a group? The Beatles, the Foo Fighters, or U2?
YouTube.
Correct. Who has the most Grammy nominations without a win? Snoop Dogg, Katy Perry, or Joe Satriani?
Katy Perry.
Snoop. Who is the only performer to win Best New Artist, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year at the same Grammys? Christopher Cross, Cyndi Lauper, or Adele?
Adele.
Take a guess. Did you say Adele?
Yes.
You should have said Christopher Cross.
I knew that.
But you decided to give the wrong answer?
Exactly. I like Dookie. Okay.
All right. By the way, Snoop is up for his 17th time. Joe Satriani, 15. Katy Perry, 13. Alison Krauss has 27 Grammys. And Stevie Wonder has 22 Grammys. And how many points does Mike have? He got the one-pointer and the three-pointer. By my simple arithmetic, that's four. And yes, punishment worthy itself. Those lyrics were to you?
No.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Oh, as a teenage boy, Dan would have been so excited to hear Charo say that to him.
Oh, man. I saw her.
I don't know.
At the Fox.
I mean, I know Charo's accent is very thick.
Yes.
I don't know if she would be the best choice to host a training video.
Like
people are supposed to be paying attention to the directions and how to.
Also, I know that they also have Snoop Dogg doing this thing for Burger King, but I do have to ask, at what point do you say to yourself, my career is not going the way I want it to, when you're being called to do training videos for hot dogs at Burger King? Wow. Mike, I appreciate you calling. I hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you guys.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
It's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Do you want to say anything to the person who was also celebrating an anniversary with you?
Happy anniversary, honey. I love you.
What's his name?
Roger.
I assumed it was a him.
Yes, honey. It is.
I shouldn't. Okay. Well, Kathy and Roger, I hope you have a very nice anniversary with the fabulous prizes Kathy's about to win in one of these two categories. Have you been paying attention? Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
We'll go with the first one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kathy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which presidential candidate's campaign has pulled an attack ad after discovering that one of the actresses in it had done porn?
Cruz?
Correct. According to a new study by the Peterson Institute for International Economics, what will hiring more female bosses lead to? Higher profits, more vacation time, or better insurance rates?
More vacation.
Higher profits. Which Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Harper Lee will become a Broadway play written by Aaron Sorkin next year?
Pass.
In what Asian country did both an elephant and a tiger go on a rampage on different days this week? Think elephant and tiger, where would they be?
Asia? Africa?
In what Asian country?
What Asian country?
Yeah.
China?
India. In what country will astronomer Mary Somerville become the only woman besides the Queen to appear on its currency? I'm going to give you a chance. Multiple choice. Scotland, Australia, or Canada?
Canada.
Scotland.
Oh.
And Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, which Aaron Sorkin is going to adapt for Broadway. So,
I was not paying attention.
By the way, apparently not. The porn actress in the Ted Cruz video, which was an attack commercial against Marco Rubio, her name is Amy Lindsay, and she has been in such Cinemax-worthy movies as Carnal Wishes and Forbidden Sins.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can't do that.
I haven't seen those.
Can't do that and be in a Ted Cruz commercial. Kathy, that's all you got. 1 point, so I'm going to have to punish you as well. Charo?
So strong that I can disguise all mine.
My ears are strong and I can't beat guys? Is that what she just said?
I think so. She opened for Jerry Lewis at the Fox and I went there and saw her.
Did she do her flamenco guitar thing?
Yes, she was unbelievable on guitar.
Finish the verse. Yes, we could have fun just rubing around. What?
Rubing.
I don't know what that means. Kathy, despite all of that, I hope you and Roger have a great anniversary.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you very much for playing. And here's our final contestant today. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
Amen
the PM. Thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Do you want to plug anything?
Oh, yeah, I need a job. I got laid off by the government the second time.
Oh, wow. What kind of job are you looking for?
Accounting.
Accounting job.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe maybe account temps. I don't know. I'm not really good at this sort of thing. I'm sorry to say, Debbie, but maybe we can make your day a little bit better if you can win something here in our final category, which is called No Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
Okay.
Let's find out. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two Republican candidates officially suspended their presidential campaigns this week? You want to pass?
I can't think of her name.
All right. Well, go to the two-pointer, Debbie. Who was named the MVP of Super Bowl 50 on Sunday?
Oh, my God. The guy that made all the plays.
Yes. Let's go to the three-pointer. What war-torn Middle Eastern country's president has vowed to retake his entire nation? Just name the country.
Syria
is right. And we're going to run out of time before I get to the next question. I have to ask our judges, can we accept for the MVP of Super Bowl 50 that guy who made all those plays?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No, unfortunately, you had to come up with the name Von Miller. And for the Republican candidates who dropped out this week, you said Chris Christie, but you couldn't remember Carly Fiorina. Don't feel bad. Nobody else can either, Debbie. You know what? I'm going to give you a bonus question here. Just to make you feel a little bit better, I want to see if you can guess this one, okay? Which car company introduced a model this week called Centenario? Centenario, which will go as fast as 210 miles an hour and cost $2.4 million.
Was that Tesla?
It was Lamborghini.
Oh.
Lamborghini. They are making 40 limited edition cars. And they're all sold out already, Dan. I'm sorry. You won't be able to get yours.
Oh, man. Can you get 0% financing?
Yes, for 2.4 million years.
Okay.
You paid off at a buck a year for 2.4 million years. Oh, Debbie, you got President Assad in Syria for 3 points, but that's all. And so we're going to have to go to quadruple punishment this week.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever.
Sing it with her, Debbie.
Enjoy your weekend of rubbing. All right, Debbie, thanks for playing. Have a good weekend. And good luck finding a job soon, too. I hope that works out for you. We'll play the Harris Challenge again next Friday, right here around 5:15. And, of course, you can always go back to the archives and play previous editions you may have missed by getting them on my website, harrisonline.com. We'll take a break, and then Mike Evans will report on Hollywood, and I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads in the news next on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.